Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How much more, though? How much more? For the kingdom that is everlasting, that there is no end, should you and I be willing to spend our last dollar? Right? Use our last bit of strength. If it takes it, lay your life down. And be glad about it. Right? For the kingdom of God's sake. See, we've got husbands and wives that are here in the States that have not seen their spouse or been with them for months and months now or years because they're doing the job. And they're being strong, many of them. Because they realize it's a job that's got to be done. But you see, people in the church don't have that mentality. I've had pastors tell me, I don't know what to do. My wife is so mad at me all the time because she says, you're just busy in the ministry all the time and you have no time for me and you have no time for me. Well, what if he was gone for 3 years? We should be willing to pay these prices. Did you hear me? And she ought to quit whining and get in there and start helping him. Well, we have to go and be away from home and I don't get to eat what I like and I don't get to sleep on my bed and we do. Oh, hush. You're acting unworthy. Well, it's hot over there. Well, bless your little whiny baby heart. Get a clue. Stand up. Be a man. Be a woman of God. Be willing to give you all. Get up early. Stay late. Spend all. Give all. Do all. If it costs you life, it costs you life. But it's the kingdom of God. This life will be gone soon anyway. Right? See to it that it was spent well. That if it did cost you that, fine, but that it was worth something. Young men and women that have died on the foreign field in our military, in my mind, there's no question. They have not died in vain. The world's a different place. Right now. And for the future. It's buying us time. I said it's buying us time. Somebody said, yeah, but it's just a natural thing. No, they're buying time for the church. It takes on eternal kingdom significance because they're buying time for the church where we can move around still with freedom. And the gospel can still go out of this place and around the world with a lot of freedom. And more so in some places than it's ever been. Takes on kingdom significance. Said out loud, I will live.
I will die.
I will work.
I will spend all.
I will give all. For the kingdom of God.
For the love of God.
For the master's sake.
For the kingdom's sake.
Hallelujah. No price is too great.
Amen.
Right? Let me finish in Luke 18. Are you there? Luke 18. I'll read this in closing. Oh, I have the sense that some troopers are being raised up. People that are not just talkers and whiny babies, they're doers. It's, Lord, help me to express these things. People have romantic, goofy ideas about the ministry. You got to be tough to be in the ministry. You can't let just any little thing or any big thing knock you out of serving God and obeying God. I served with Brother Hagin for many years. And there were times that he called on me to sing. And I couldn't speak loud enough for you to hear me. I had blown my voice and praying too loud and speaking too much. And But I knew in my heart I'm supposed to do this. Sometimes you didn't feel good. But by faith you get up and you believe you can. And sometimes I squeaked on the first three or four words, but here it came. Here came the grace of God. Here came the strength of God. Sometimes there were times when I was out on the road and it's time for me to speak and somebody calls and some of my people's got major problems and I'm tempted to say, hey, I can't do this. I got to go and take care. And the Lord said, no. You take care of mine and I'll take care of yours. And you got to gird up your loins and be strong and say, no, set your face and move forward. Remember, we're going in one time to ministry and a young lady that had been helping me, I think her boyfriend had just broke up with her or something, and emotionally she was challenged, and she was supposed to be singing for me that day. And we started out, and she started crying. She said, I can't, Brother Keith, I can't. I took her by the shoulders, and I turned her around and pointed her toward the platform. I said, you're not doing this for me.
Amen.
Who do you serve now? She said, the Lord. I said, there it is then. There's the platform right there. Somebody said, that's hard. No. How many know when you're in war? What if everybody gets scared and runs or they're not feeling well? I don't feel good. I'm not going to fight today, okay? I'm just going to stay in the tent. Well, everybody would stay. Somebody said, well, it's life and death out there. What do you think it is here? It's not just physical life and death. It's eternal life and death. Oh, we got to get our heads changed. We got to get our minds renewed. And be strong. And do what it takes. What if it's inconvenient? So what? Wasn't convenient for Jesus to go to the cross. Aren't you glad he was kingdom minded? Willing to pay it all. In Luke 18, you see what Jesus said about this very thing. Luke 18, the story, you know, of the rich young ruler asking, what can I do to inherit eternal life? And down in the latter part of it, verse 23, the rich young ruler, you know, when he told him to sell what he had and give it to the poor and come follow him, he was very sorrowful. And he left and went away grieved, you know, because he was very rich. What did he find out about himself? He's not committed, right, to the kingdom of God. He's not willing to give up a little money that he can't keep and take with him anyway. Did you get that? And verse 26, they said, who can be saved? Jesus said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Then Peter said, lo, we have left all. We have left everything and followed you. What about us? Jesus looked at him. He said, verily. How many know when the Lord says verily, what does that mean? It is written in the eternal stone. You can count on this. There is no man, nobody has left a house or a parent or a brother or a wife or a children. Are there times when you may have to leave family? Go on a mission. Are there times you may have to uproot from your beloved home? Oh, that's too weak. That's too weak. Did you hear? See, do you know there are untold people have missed the plan of God over a house and a few acres? Untold people. Well, yeah, but Mom and them's here and everybody and this is my home. Yeah, that's what I thought about three homes ago. But I found out my home is wherever the Lord says your business is. Because none of these is really my home. He's working on my place right now. And yours. So no need getting attached. Amen. To any of this stuff down here, in your heart, you ought to be like Abraham. In your heart, you live in a tent. Amen. And you can strike that thing and move tomorrow. Amen. Go anywhere, do anything with anybody. Yes. Why? Because we are good soldiers for the Lord and soldiers get transferred. Yes. And it don't matter what you like or what kind of climate you like or what kind of geography you like. Oh, God's talking to some people in this place. Right? Right? No, people think that matters more than anything. It does not. That's acting like you're going to live on that little place forever, and you're not. Your days are numbered. They're short. It doesn't matter whether it's the South or the North or mom and daddy's place. It matters, are you where God wants you to be, doing what He told you to do? That's all that matters. And is your life making a difference to advance the kingdom of God some way, somehow? Are you doing something? Or are you helping somebody do something for the advancement of the kingdom? That's all that matters. That's all. He said, we left everything, Lord. We did. You know, they're looking at the guy. He wouldn't leave his money. They said, we did. We left our fishing business. We left our money. We left our investments. We left our folks. How about us? You know, you read the other accounts. He told them, he said, you are going to sit with me on 12 thrones. You think they're going to be crying about that little fishing business then? If we knew just how pitiful it was to throw away our future over this little junk here. How ignorant it is. What did he say? He said there is nobody that's left a house or parents or brothers or wife or children for the kingdom of God's sake. Did you hear it? Say it out loud. For the kingdom of God's sake. What'd you leave it for?
The kingdom of God's sake.
Kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more. You know, some the other writers say a hundredfold now more in this present time. That's right here and now.
Right.
And here's the big thing. That ain't even the big thing. Somebody said, 100-fold. Yeah, whoopee. But that ain't the big thing.
That's right.
In the world to come, life everlasting. And we know that includes rulership and authority in the everlasting kingdom of God. I tell you, it makes me want to start 5 new ministries tomorrow. How about you? Because, oh, glory to God, that's all that matters. Is the kingdom of God getting people born again and getting them in the kingdom and getting the saints delivered and set free and built up and edified and grown up and the will of God done and the vision of God done? Because soon and very soon the trumpet's going to sound and here he's going to come and he's going to set up his kingdom forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Stand on your feet and give God glory.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Advancing the Kingdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402C. That's R1402C, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.